Okay, we're in the middle of the Gemara. Masha's question, Masha Maram's question. That is, first Gemara said, "Mamal chotz chaver kad yain kad shemen." Malchotz mishabe v'yaitze mishabe v'nichnas. So the question is, haray, in the next brayso. About our Mishnah, not the price. Our Mishnah with the Gemara says, "Fi Rav, the Malay Kol Chavis." And the Gemara asked that you know you're not be Meshabes. We see Enam Dodi on Avshei. There's Machlekes Rashi in Tosfos. What are we talking about? Who are we asking on? Is it talking about Mokum Seder? It's not a Mokum Seder. Rashi says, "Uk Merav Leel Malay." I feel a mokim seder. Rashi considers it a mokim seder. Taisa says it's not a mokim seder because in the shtrabim you have an kenzchneitz gebin. You have a way to get around it. So it's not a mokim seder. That's what we're only asking. We're asking Rav Nachman that. You see, if you're not going to hold the image, loy makam seida, other than on avshe, so why can't you be break it? But on Yehuda, it's not shver. Rashi is going everybody because here Rashi considers a makam seida. So because the Achrayim ask that in the case of the Malay Chatzer, it was interesting the way the Marsha asked the kasha. He asks it. He doesn't ask it with the everybody. He asks it. That lefi taisvus, that's lekap seida. If it's lekap seida, because you have a way out, right? This is later on lekap seida. So look, my shul. If he's leel, the shabbat v'yaitz leparach, kinen mal kol chatz ikap seida. Because and over here, it's ikap seida. Because in the Shus Rabbim, you could work it out. But in Mal Kol Chavis, you know where to go. So it's Ikab Seida. If it's Ikab Seida, then you can call anybody. That's how Moshe asked the Kash. Maram says. Yes, Doc. My parach hamakshin avade mimali chotzer chaveirik kadiyain halim mokum seida. I feel it's rabbim. Can the pirush Rashi come on? Hey, Rashi says you know it's rabbim is mokum seida, and Maram says, and even Taisus is only it's rabbim, but not bechaseira. So, b'kitzur, the question is, bottom line is, lechayis mokum seida. What's the gemara? At least in the shus yalkets mokum seida. What's the gemara's kasha? After the marsha, the gemara's kasha is. Not from Meshabbat v'yetzer, rather from Meshabbat v'nichnas. Let's say Pseida. Lom l'konis l'shabbat. Leza beidina. So it's clear to Marsha that he learns the case. When the Gemara says Meshabbat v'yetzer, Meshabbat v'nichnas, it's two different cases. One is when the guy's in, he's Meshabbat v'yetzer. When he's out, and the guy filled up the chotzer, Meshabbat v'nichnas. Two different cases. The male says to Marsha, Mel says Marsha, and Echonami, Meshabi, I'd say, it's Pseida. You have no choice. But Meshabi, well, why, if you're outside, why do you have to go in? Why do you have to break your way in? Go to Bezdin. Instead of going home, go to Bezdin. Go straight to Bezdin. And that the Gemara answers. No. That the reason we have to go in is to get your eyes. It's to get your eyes. You talk went to Bezdin, and now you have to go in to get your eyes. So of course that's the Mashah is very simple. And he learns his talk in two cases. Shav Yates is one case, you're in, Shav Nichas, you're out. And the question is, why have to go in? The answer is you have to go in to get the deed. So you have to prove in Bezdin that the Chotzer belongs to you. Good Mashah, it's very simple. Now, in the Maram, says like this. Yishlam is filah maksha. The Maram learns that the Meshabah v'yaitz, Meshabah v'nichnas, The Meshaba V'Nichna is not the one that he was outside to begin with. Meshaba V'Nichna, he was Meshaba V'Yaitz. It's the same guys, Meshaba V'Yaitz and Meshaba V'Nichna. And in the Muki Yosef, it's also Mashma like that. Sorry, Tanya. Muki Yosef, it's also Mashma, right? That it's the same guy. Because look at the Muki Yosef. What does Muki Yosef say? Muki Yosef says, where is it here? Says, "Kishemilig, Yashin Yochel Avakedarakoi, Meshaber Kishayitze, Yafagav Shishavar, Bechdei Shiyocholotzeis, Bechnisas and Meshaber Venichnas, Neshiyuchol Yocholikones, the Lotzeis Berchava." He says, you allowed a break to go out, and then when you want to come back in, you allowed a break more to make it that it should be a larger Pesach bell to go in and out easy. Now, I don't know why the guy is first waking up when he comes back in to make it bigger, it should be easy to go in and out. Why do you do that? Why Chathchila weren't you allowed to make a decent path? So,
it's running out the best.
Okay, whatever. But the point is, it's clear in the Muki Yosef, the Stam, the Metzias of the case is, you don't have to go on the Mashiach, it's not.
No, because
not
all
to, you're not going to Bezin. You're not going to Bezin.
He has somewhere to go, he's
going to
lose money, he doesn't work. He's going out.
No, it's paid at the stamza. I'm right there. You're not letting me go out. That's absurd. You know, doesn't have to have a business meeting. He has to get there 9 o'clock and it's 5 to 9. He has to run. It's not the case. We're not dramatizing the case. So it's very simple. He's allowed to go out. He wants to go out. He wants to go to Makola. I don't know why. Somebody wants to go out. He wants to sleep somewhere. That's partial. What's Makam Seder? First of all, in Mugayis, he's not discussing Makam Seder, not Makam Seder. He's going for Nachman, that going to Nachman for Nachman, that we say Adnan Nashim is not a Makam Seder, right? Because then you're doing the Nashim. You have no right to keep my bag, you're your barrels, are blocking me, get out of here, no way. But it's, even what we're saying the whole time, that's Makam Seder, that's a fact, man, that you close up the whole dirt. That's a Seder. That's what I'm saying. I can't go out. What am I supposed to do? I'm going to go climb over the barrel. I'm not going to look at the barrels either. I want to go out. What do you mean? I want to go to pizza shop. I don't know if I want to go out. I want to go to Ellie's. It was a bad lunch in Yeshiva. I want to go. So my Ram also learns like that. It's the same guy that's going in and out. So he says, "Besuil Makshin, the Mal Lo Have Makim Seid El Makim Yitzia, Sheni Yoch Lotzis MeBeisai, Umidiktani Meshaber VeYaitzim Meshaber VeNichnas." So what's he also learns like Mashad that the Kasha of the Gemara before wasn't Meshaber VeNichnas. Meshaber VeYaitzim is Taka Makim Seida. Mashvish Yoch Lishbar Afilu Shloim Makim Yitzia. Right. Nimlekein lomli lemis the mishab of nichnas el rosloim mishab of yaitz mishab of nichnas kilam mishab of ha'ilach onavana mechol mak mishiritza. So Maram learns that mishab of yaitz mishab of nichnas posh mishab megma. What does that mean? That means I'm allowed to go out and I'm allowed to come in, but I'm not mechuyev to look for the place where I made a hole, I made a doorway on the way out and come back the same way I went out. I'm allowed to go wherever I want. On Nirvana, I went out this way. I'm on the other side. I'm coming in the other side of the chatzar and break my way in. I'm going to go find where it was that I came out in order to save the guy. That's how the Gemara understood the metzias of the case, and that the Gemara says, fine, it's Meshab B'yayitz, it's Pseida. Meshab B'nich is not Pseida. You could theoretically go find the place we broke. Why you allowed to go wherever you want? El Ma'itz, even Shalem Bakam Pseida, Adnil Nashem. I don't care about you. You did something wrong. Adnil Nashem. I'm Chayiv to try to save you. That's the way the Mashal, so in other words, both Mashal and Maram, both learning, the Gemara's Kash is from Meshaber V'Nichnas, but there's different connect. Mashal is learning, it's talking about the guy's outside, and Machal, why is he walking in? Why is he going? Let him go straight to Bezdin. That the answer was, very good, he's walking in, because he needs to get his deed. That's the Kashak Vektar according to Masha. According to Maram, it's more difficult. Because according to Maram, the Kasha is not the guy who's outside, why is he going in Mechal? Talking about the guy who was inside, he went out. And he's, when he comes back, he's also allowed to break more barrels. And that Gemara says, not Bidai, he's allowed to be Mishab of Venichnas. And that Gemara says, but it's not Malkim Seheda. Elmai, is he Altman Dunil and Avshe? Oh, so now, but in Maram, I don't understand what the Gemara's Teretz is. That's the problem. Now the Marsha, he sounds like Marsha is very nice. He has a reason to go in. He has a good deed. But the Maram, I don't understand it. What's Marsha's Teretz? Fine, he has to go in to get the deed, right? So he has a reason to go in. Yeah? So the save him to go in. So what? But you don't have to, there's no reason to break another opening. Just to get your deed, you could find the same hole you made last time. Go through the same place. Go in the same place you went out. Shalom Yisrael. So what's the word there? It is that the gama knisa ilit soirich umakim seida b'kalav. It's kashlav. The knisa is also kiel umakim seida, right? Umakim seida. But it's true. It's generally speaking, it's makom seida. Yeah, but tzarich to go in. Yeah, you have a tzarich to go in. I also have a tzarich to go in. I want to go to my house. I want to go to sleep. I have a tzarich. You don't need. So what is this tzarich of getting the deed? But how is that mat you to break it in an opening? It end on the dunil and nafsh. How does that answer that? Because fine, it's makom tzarich, but it's not really Malkum Tzarek because you have an Eitzah. Just like it wasn't a Tzarek to get into the house, the fact that you have another reason to get into the house. So what? You have another reason to get into the house. Until now, I also had a reason to get into the house. Come on, I want to go. El Mari say, okay, fine. But it's not a Pseida. You could go in the way where you came out. So now that I'm going to find my deed, I can't do that. So that's why I don't understand my Ram Tzarek. You know, the way he's learning. Like Mugyasev. He's like Mugyasev. That is the Meshav Yates, Meshav Nich is the same guy going in and out. Yes? So Ishtasai, I don't see. So even though the Gemara's question, the question, why does he have to come back a new way? Why can't he come back? Why can't he go back in the same way he went out? Excellent question, I understand the Gemara. But I don't understand the Gemara's territory if he's there. But sure, it's much better. If he's outside, and the question was that, why are you going in? Go straight to Besdin. Take it up in court. And at the end, no. I took it up in court. Besdin is making me go, make me, or even Besdin is not making me go. I'm going in to get, I need to go back to get, in order to go to court, I need to prove that the chutz is mine. So therefore, that's great. Then the shot tires, valid. I don't understand. It's a good question. Great question. I don't understand the tires. Question so good, I don't understand the tires. So that's the Mahalach and the Sugya. Lefi the Marsha, Lefi the Marah. Now, so we come to the Rambam. Rambam makes a lot of tzaras over here. Rambam is like this. Hareish Emilu, Chotzach Aveira. Says the Rambam.
Is Rambam on this case?
What?
The Rambam on this case.
Perek Vav, Halacha Hey, Hilchos Chayav Mazik. The Rambam is on. Put down the side of Gemara on this halacha. Harei Shemilei Chatzich Aveiroi, Kadei Yain B'Shemen, Afilu Chnisam Mirshus, Hayol VaKibel Olav Baal Chatzel Lishmar, Harei Zenichnas V'Yeitzik Adarka. Since he didn't accept responsibility for the damage to watch it, he didn't accept responsibility to watch the barrels, even though he let the guy come in. The guy's reshus to bring the barrels, to bring barrels into his chatzar. Okay? But he didn't, he wasn't mekabel achrayus. So therefore, Harez nichnas v'yoytze k'darkoi v'chol she'ishtaber min akad v'mechnisos uvitziyosoi harei patelein. He's not mechoyev to think about it. V'mshavron b'kavona filu chnisem b'al akad m'shaloi v'shos harei zechayev v'shali. If he broke it b'kavona, took a hammer and smashed the barrels, then even if the guy brought in shleiber shoes, you have no right to someone brings something into your chatz or shleiber shoes, you have no right to damage it lehegin. Rechol yaitzibay. So now, says the driver argues. Not the driver. No. Shouldn't say the driver argues. It's not so clear. The driver argues. Not the driver. I'm Rav Ram. Efshel din zek shlo nasal rishus lamalis. I'm nasal rishus lamalis chayim. The first old driver says, and the Rambam says that I raise the nichlu v'yaitzer. I'm sorry. I feel a chnisa b'rishus. Yeah. So says the driver. That, well, again, it's not clear if he's coming to argue the Rambam or he's coming to explain the Rambam. Because the Rambam doesn't say beferish what the Rishus was. The Rambam says he has Rishus to bring the barrels into the Chatzir. Does he have Rishus to fill up the whole Chatzir with barrels? That the Rambam doesn't say. He gave Rishus to bring barrels in. So that says the Ravid. Efshel din zeh, that he's allowed to break his way out. Kishloin nasan l'rishus l'malois. But because nasan l'rishus l'malois, says the Rav, it is chayiv. Says the Rav, it is chayiv. Means if he gave rishus to fill up the whole chatzar, then he can't even walk out and inadvertently break the barrels. He's chayiv, he does that. But he has rishus to do everything he did. And then, even though it's the chatzar nizik, and chatzar mazik, sorry, still, he's chayiv, the Rav says. Now, it's not clear if the Rav is arguing that or not. The way the Magen Mishnah says over here, the Magen Mishnah says, I feel a chnisim rishus. First of all, that's malach in the Rambam. What's the hazard in the Rambam? Why are you potter over here? Why are you potter? Forget about whether it's Rishus L'malos or not. There's definitely Rishus said to do something, right? And Silam Ram is Yipat. Why Yipat there? Says it has Magmish. Nu nimshach kifi yashinta shikas l'mayla chos man she'en miskab l'hazik afil b'shus kimen shu b'shus Yipat there. Says Magmish. This Rambam is l'shtasa in Lacha Gimel. We discussed yesterday. Ram Lacha Gimel is m'chadish to me that this that we say Adam would l'ayla even shalei b'kavana v'im b'ayin is yichayit. That's dafka b'shus ha-nizik. B'shus ha-mazik ain't a chayiv b'shalim. Elam hizik b'zadoin. B'mezin. B'shkagoi b'ayin is pater. So the Rambam says that b'shus ha-nizik, b'shus ha-nizik, b'shus ha-mazik y'pater. Says the Magen Mishnah, this halacha of the Rambam, in the case of the barrel, the yisayir of the p'tor is, l'shtasai, that is the limitation. This halacha, we say, adamu l'aylam. This halacha does not apply b'chatzer ha mazik. There, if the hezik was inadvertent, then a pater.
Didn't we say yesterday it's only by shar? He's saying it's implied.
No, I didn't say it's only by shar. I discussed it by Rambam says by shar also. But I forget. Yesterday I was machdim malacha gimel. That's what Rambam shtel zavek the yisai. That this we said in Aloch Aleph. And Adam Ulaylam, that's Dafka. And Aloch Gimli tells me, that's Dafka, Bishus HaNizik. Bishus HaMazik, as long as you don't have Kavana, you're Potter. That's the Rambam, that's based on the Sugi Nefdaf Memches, where he understands the Gemara. I didn't go into the whole Gemara. What Rambam is saying now, according to Magen Mishnah, is an extension of that halacha. And yesterday we said also, halacha Vav maybe is an extension of that also. By case of the Shar, also the Rambam says it's talking about Shar, it's talking about Rishus HaMazik. That's why the Rambam says that he's potter. If he's mashmi, he pulls out his animal and he kills the other one. So we say the Rambam's mashmi, the side of the p'tur is because it's chotzer hamazik, and there's an extension again of Lach Gimel that since it wasn't pashtus in the Rambam because it was shalai b'kavana. This is Shalei B'Kavana. It's Shalei B'Kavana. That's why he's Pater. That's the way he's saying it. Now, the Gain also says, Ozlish Tasei, Harei Zeh Nichnes, yeah? Daig mashka v'kos v'sham hareze meshaber v'nichnas mash medaf v'chei agavno. The Goyin says that when Rambam says meshabron the kavana, he's chayiv. So he's Goyin says the Rambam's medaig to the Gemara. It says meshaber v'nichnas. So it's mashma dafka meshaber v'nichnas. You're breaking it as you're going in. But he stops. He take a sledgehammer and smash the barrel. Then not allowed to. V'oz l'shtasay daf reshus ain chayiv el b'meskaber. That even though the Rambam says loch gimel that reshus a nizik, yeah, reshus a mazik yipater. As long as there's shleib kavana, what's the side of that p'tur? That's even if the nizik had reshus to be there. Even if the nizik had reshus to be there, yeah. Even if the nizik had reshus to be there, yeah. But since, like Rambam said, you were not mekabel achrayus. So even though he has right to be there, he's telling him you could be there, but at your own risk. So now, if I'm in my own turf. And I didn't damage the guy b'kavana, then I'm potter. That's what the guy says. That's the shtas in halacha gimel, and that's when the guy learns halacha hey and halacha vav. The side of the tour meshaber v'yoytze, since it's not called b'kavana, and meshaber v'nit and the shor also it's called shalai b'kavana, and the side of the tour is because it's b'shus hamaz.
He says need b'shus hamazik with no kavana.
B'shus mazik without kavana, that's the formula that patters you. If it's not b'shus mazik, then al muloylam. If it's b'shus mazik, but you did it b'kavana, the right is no p'tor. The combination of b'shus mazik and the lack of kavana, that's a patters you.
But the Rambam doesn't make a difference if you're going out for a purpose or if you're going in.
Right, because the Yisrael Ptur, well, at first glance, the Yisrael Ptur and the Rambam is out because it's because Shalei B'Kavana. It's a Ptur out Shalei B'Kavana. So that doesn't make a difference why I'm going out and why I'm going in. Doesn't make a difference if say it or not. The passion, the Yisrael Ptur has to do with that's the Ma'arish Shos and not being Mechav. That's where Rambam is going to have. Now, so then, like this. I'm a chok olav, says the guy. The kam is from the abedin the nafshe. Says the guy that not everyone agrees to this Rambam. But the Rambam says that if he did it b'kavana you're chayiv. Yeah, not everyone agrees to the Rambam. Why? Because let's not forget a sugya in Bava Kama of Chav Chesam and Aleph, which we happen to be learning. There's a sugya there of Adam don din on Afshe. And Nachman holds him with his no pseida. We say Adam don din on Afshe. And that's the Gemara brings it in. The Gemara wants to bring in. The Gemara brings this as a writer of Nachman that Meshapa Via is Adam don din on Afshe. So if you hold that Adam don din on Afshe, then the guy is Mashma, that then you can even break it b'kavana. I can break it b'kavana. Adam don din on Afshe. I want to go out. I don't have to just like. Walk out, and if it happens to break, because that's the only way I can get out, then I'm positive. Even if I go break it, big kavana. It's not nothing can become money. Even big kavana mamish, you can be a p'tur of the nanash. That's the guy says. Now, again, the big problem over here is, a huge problem, is that what does the Rambam do with our Gemara? But what happened to the Gemara? We have also here about the little nine, and the Rambam passed like a Nachman. Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin passed like a Nachman. The other one didn't learn Nafshei. The Rambam passed other than Nafshei. So why is Rambam telling me? Why is Rambam mukim the case? Let's say the case of the barrels, because after you're doing a shleib b'kavana, and the case of the shor, yeah, the case of the shor, Rambam says it's dafka b'shus of the mazik. But b'shus ha-nizik, the same scenario was, right? It's b'shus ha-nizik, meaning his shor is all of my shor threatening its life, and I pull out my shor to save it from from the Nizik Shar, meaning one that I'm killing Shar, Bishusoi, it's Mavur in the Rambam, Yechayim. Right? So this is a very, very difficult, very, very difficult Rambam. Because Rambam like forgot our sugya, and he learns both cases has nothing to do with Adman and Nafshe. It's all about this Yisrael of the Rambam that it's just a mazik, Shlai B'Kavani, your partner. So Blade Malin has a whole mahalach over here. And he wants to suggest that you need both things. That's when you need the combination of both Yisoidas, the Yisoid that Adam Donil and Afshe, and the Yisoid that what? That Ram's Yisoid, that B'shus HaMazik, Shlai B'Kavana, your partner. She's a mazik yipater. You need the patur of she's a mazik and the patur of Amdanil and Avshe. How is that? So first of all, he wants like this. That when the Rambam says that Shalai B'Kavani yipater, that B'shus HaMazik, Shalai B'Kavani, Noach Gimel. B'shus HaMazik, Ein Echai V'Shalom, Elam Hizik B'Zadayin, Avashkog Ein His Potter. So the question is, in our halachas, in halacha hei, halacha ba, is this considered B'Kavana, or is it not B'Kavana? So I think Ari mentioned yesterday, that he, at one point, the question is this really considered Shalai B'Kavana? Meaning, because when you pull your ox out from under the guy, there's a good chance that he's gonna get killed, right? He's falling, right? When you barge your way out of your house, right? I mean, come on, me and you're gonna break those barrels, right? It's true your motivation is not to break them, your motivation is not malicious. You're not sitting there going on free-for-all smashing barrels.
Secretion.
Right. Same. So your goal is to get out, but safe goes safe, you know what's gonna happen. And you're doing an action which you know will probably lead to the destruction of the barrels. So therefore he says, and that's the Dr. Maisha says that Svari quoted before. That it's called Bikavana, it's called Kavana. So the Gemara in Shemayi Tesling learns that it is called Kavana. So therefore, the Meili says the blade that to merely learn up this halacha by saying that Shalai B'Kavana, that's not going to do the trick. Without the combination of Adnanu and Afshai, it's not going to work. Why? Because it's not called that's not Kavana. He quotes the Gemara later by Miskavin Labayish, by the case of the woman over there, that he wants to say that as long as the action that you're doing is B'Kavana, it's not that the action was Shalai B'Kavana. The action you're doing is B'Kavana. That's called Kavana.
What is the Shishkim?
So now, one second. What?
What is the Shishkim?
So therefore, that's not enough. Now, therefore, you have to come on to Ovedin and Dinah L'Nafshei to ponder him from paying the Hezek. And that's why. So maybe like this. So the Ram didn't forget our Gemara, because Batsim, in order to be potter, it has to be that because the halacha of Adam Don Dina Lanafshe. And that's why, even though there's some level of Kavana over here, there is a level of Kavana which would not potter you in Chotzer Mazik. It's not enough Shalai B'Kavon to depart you. But so Adam Doni L'Nafshe, Adam Doni L'Nafshe will depart you. Now, yeah. So then the obvious question is, why do you need the Hetz Peshusas? Let's one thing at a time. But before we get to that, see, he's Maisav over here, and that's why he says the Torah asks in the Rambam, that the Torah seems to understand the Rambam that the Rishus. Again, we said the Rambam says he bought the barrels in Rishus. Rambam doesn't say Beferish. Did he have a shus to bring in all the barrels? Right? Or just to bring barrels in? He filled it all up. Rav says, oh, if he gave him a shus to fill it all up, then he's potter. Then he's chayyim. He gave him a shus to fill it up. And that's the Torah really asked that on the Rambam. If it's for shus, then why shouldn't he be chayyim? So, no, what's he say to the kasha? If it's for shus, so where is the problem? Harei the Rambam says if it's shalei b'kavana, even if it's b'shus, you're a potter. So what's the problem? Teretz is that since you have to come on to Adam Donil and Afshe for the p'tur, Mamela, if it's b'shus, that's Adam Donil and Afshe? No.
Why not?
If I gave you b'shus to fill up my whole chatzar, so that's Adam Donil and Afshe?
The cow kisses.
I'm talking about barrels, you're talking about cows. One day at a time. I'm asked the cash off Rishus. So the cows doesn't do with Rishus. I'm talking about Argamar right now. Okay? I gave Rishus to fill up my whole Fashtunk and Kotzer with barrels. Yeah? One second. I gave Rishus. Can anyone in his right mind say, oh, Admin Onashe, go barge through? Of course not. Why? Because it's not Din Onashe. Well, what kind of Din? The guy's right to put it there. There's a din over here? The guy did something like you're taking the law into your own hands? What law? That's not law. You gave him right to he told me to put it there. He's right to put it there. So what's the problem? The guy puts this shalaki din. Okay, he's not right to this stuff over here. I'll take mine into my own hands. I'll break his barrel. But if it's there for shus, then there's no svar of nanil nafshe. Okay, so Reb Leib says the oimik of the Torah's kash in the Rambam that it's b'shus. Why is he potter? The oimik is because since we have to come on to Adam Daniel and Avshay, so mitzad shalaybik. If it's considered shalaybik kavana, and it's in my rishus, that's the p'tur. So then the din of Shalai B'Kavana, Rishus HaMazik, his potter is even if he gave Rishus, the guy's right to be there, right? So what's the taina? What's the Torah's taina? Elamai. But if you have come out of Adminu L'Nafshai and he has Rishus to fill up the whole thing, then what right do you have to break it? There's no Adminu L'Nafshai there. So, Dr. Blaise, what does Rambam hold? Teretz is that he says if you look at the Mayan in the Maggid Mishnah, and when the Maggid Mishnah brings down the Ravid, the Ravid Kosav Omer Avon Efshul Din Zer Efshul Nosli Rishus Lamalos Abnos Rishus Lamalos Chayiv Adkan Vzer Nochayim. The Maggid Mishnah says Vzer Nochayim. Now, it doesn't sound like, you know, the halachel for the Magamish doesn't sound like he's taking sides of the Ravid, you know, and he's just slugging up the Rambam, right? That's not the feeling you're getting from the Magamishnah. Because, you know, he explains the Rambam, he brings in the Ravid, but Zanocha, like he's very amiable about it, right? It doesn't sound like, you know, he's taking sides over here. Therefore, it's related to the Magen Mishnah. That Magen Mishnah and still pedas the Rambam. They call Yam Shleimit like that as well. Yam Shleimit Arsugya. That the Ravid maybe is not even arguing the Rambam. The Ravid's coming from Farish the Rambam. The Ravid's not screaming over here, Chai Reishi, you know, what's what I'm talking about? El Chashtus Golden Mizu, like he usually does, right? He says, okay, I understand your halacha, but your halacha is obviously only when you didn't give a shus to fill up the whole thing. But if you gave just to fill up the whole thing, then we say that there's no din l'afshin. There's no din l'afshin. He has reshus. He has reshus. So Elmai, he didn't have reshus. If he didn't have reshus, then there's a heter of no din l'afshin. The heter of no din l'afshin. Okay.
Why can't you say more question? The tzius is when I give someone a shush to fill up my chatzit, that they'll leave somewhere for me to walk for my chatzit. In fact, they didn't. It's Shem himself.
But again, if you gave him a shush to fill up my chatzit, it means you know, you mean, you're going to climb over it. I don't know what you're going to do.
Right, exactly. He's going to leave someone for you to walk.
Okay, but he didn't say that.
It's understood that you have to get through my chatzit.
If you gave, then you shouldn't have given the guy permission to fill up your chatzer. What do I give the guy permission to fill up your chatzer?
And the guy's stupid. He didn't leave a room.
Okay, but you gave permission. Fine. If you want to say that the Rambam is arguing, that could be a pshat. But my mishmash, the Rambam is not. The Rambam agrees. You don't have a problem as far as say the Rambam should agree to that, right? Okay, you're right. What he's saying could be a mal. If we were convinced. Right? If we want to say the Rambam talking, there is a Machlokes Rambam Raivin, then we can say very easily what you're saying to the Miyashu, the Torah's question of the Rambam. Fine, say it. Nandiyach. But we could say the Rambam's not arguing. It's like this. So now, Zuckerblade, that if we're going with Adam Danil and Avshay, if we say that even the Rambam's masking, you need to know Adam Danil and Avshay. So why in the case of the Shar? Why in the case of the Shar is Dafka Mishus HaMazik? Even Mishus HaNizik, the question we asked before. If we're saying the Rambam agrees that you have to come on to Adam Danil and Afshe over here, then why by the case of the Shar are you only Potter B'Shus HaMazik? Even B'Shus HaNizik are you Adam Danil and Afshe? Adam Danil and Afshe. The whole sugya, mavur that you lot of guy punch a guy in the nose. You know, by the case of Nerus, you lot of chayvel him because of Adam Dandino and Abshay. So why can't? And the Gemara says the same thing by the Shar as well. The Shar as well. That can be chayvel the guy. Yeah, I can be chayvel the guy for Adam Dandino and Abshay and a potter. So why if I'm chayvel the Shar? Why am I chayvel the Shar? Do I have to come on to the tour of Rishos? Huge cash. Right? If we're saying the Rambam is working with Adam Danil and Avshay, which we say Rambam anyway, Rambam, we have to deal with that anyway, because Rambam does pass in that. So even if we're not explaining Halacha Hey with Adam Danil and Avshay, right? But Rambam in Tzalasin does pass in that. So here, Ablaib wants to say Big Yisai. Ablaib wants to say, Ram is today yesterday, Zucker Blaib is a fundamental difference between Adam the Hazik Adam and Adam the Hazik Shar. And this that we say, the Adam Ulaylam, is two different Lamud and Machal. And Ram started off over here, Perak Vog, Ram started off, and it says, Lechil Kasim and Shari Glamazin, Aynis, and here Ram says, there's even Ptur Aynis. And where do we know it from? Not Petztachas Patsa. We know it from Lechil Kasim and Shari Glamazin, Makabahim Yumas, Makabahim Mishalim, Lechil Kasim, Bain, Aynis and Ratsan, and that's Yisrael Ptur. That's Yisrael Ptur. Shankain. And that's why it's even Vinus. Here the Ram mentions Zainus. Ainus Gomer. Here the Ram mentions Zainus. That what? Adam Ulay Chayiv, even Ainus Gomer. Right? Hashem came by Adam the Azik. Adam. Did the Ram never say that even Vinus? Did the Ram never said that? The Adam the Azik Gomer. Petzlam's sponsor is not like that. What's the difference? Because Zucker Blaib, because there's phasing a difference. And he's, Chayvel, I think he's working better with the Yisrael of Chayim, which we mentioned. The Yisrael of Chayvel, the Yisrael of Adam, the Azik Adam, is a parasha of Kabbalah. It's not a parasha of Hezek. ain't done by Charan. This is he paying because you broke his arm. You're not paying for the arm. It's a parash of Chayvel. It's a knatz. Ram says it's a knatz. Mayim knatz is potter. The nezek of Chayvel is a knatz. Because Batsan, what's Machayev you? It's the avla that you did. Right? It's not that you caused the hefsid mammon. It's the avla. You punched the guy in the nose. You broke his arm. That's, and we're going to counsel you for that. How much you're going to pay, that's kafi. How much he sold for them? That's just the shuma, as we discussed already a few times. In the Rambam, it's very clear. You have the Raiz and Rashi, not like that. But in the Rambam, it's very clear, like Reb Chaim. So, and that's what Mashen came by. Odom Dazik Shar, there, the Machayev is the hefsid that I caused the guy. And so therefore, he explains very nicely. The guy being Einis Gamur, yeah, by Einis Gamur, if by Chayvel, it doesn't make sense to Mechayev guy for Einis Gamur. Einis Gamur Patre. If the Mechayev, yeah, is the Avla that you did, that you hit the guy, that's the Mechayev of the Hesek over here. Is the Avla is that you hit the guy, but if I'm an Einis, then Einis Gamur Patre. They don't have an Einis. But Adam the Azik Shar, there, the Mechayev is the Hefsid that I caused him. So the Hefsid is there. It's not like I did a bad thing. That's not a bad guy. Right? It's because of you, there's a Hefsid. So Shaykh talk about that even though your Maisa was Ba'inis, but you're not Chayev for the Maisa. What's Mechayev you is the Hefsid. That was Nigram al Yodcha, not the Maisa. Okay? So that's the fundamental difference between the parasha of Chayvel and the parasha of Adam Nazik Adam and Adam Nazik Behemba. Adam Nazik Adam, it's a parasha, the Mechayev is the Maisa, the Maisa Chavallah. The Ma'is Chavala, Adam the Ma'azik Shar, the Mechayev is the Hefsid. And that's why. It's going to be enough gemina. The gabe einis gomer perhaps. Einis gomer might be enough gemina. And all over here is a chiv even minus. Mashen gavod by al nazgav. So now, so may like this. Oh, Moshe gives another nafkamina like after this. Well, this is halacha. Ram, this is halacha by, let's say your matzil, your mamain, the mamma chaver. You matzil yourself, mamma chaver, right? You're in a situation of kuch nefesh, and you save yourself with mamma chaver. Yeah? Moshe, in case the guy is an anas, the melech is forcing you, he's going to kill you unless you you come up with some money. So you show, or even to show where the money is, you show him your friend's money. You don't have money, he has money, and you show him where your friend hides his money, and the king takes money and you save your life. Says the Rambam that even though you're an oinis, kuch nefesh, you have to pay the money. You still have to pay the money. One second. Says the Ravid, what do you mean? The king says, if you don't show me playing which mattress Pliny hides his money, then I'm going to kill you. Yes, yeah, so Rambam says, you show him, you have to pay. That's right. What do you mean? What are you supposed to do? I'm just going to let myself get killed. That you should save your money. One second. Because he was to be dying. It says he did be dying. But you're nines in that also. He did be dying. So Zok there, the teretz is that this is really in line with what the Rambam is, how the Rambam looks at the hezek of mammon, and could be this dafka by mammon and not by chavallah, because if the chiyuv of mazik is not the maisa, the chiyuv of mazik is the result, the hezek that results in your ma'isa, from your ma'isa. So then, so good, you pukuch nefesh. That means you had a right to do the ma'isa. Not only that, it's a mitzvah to do the ma'isa. You put in your garkle, it's a mitzvah to do the ma'isa. You made a shem yichud, and you took the guy's money and gave it to the king. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Wonderful. Wonderful. You did a great mitzvah. You did your good deed for the day. But you gotta pay. That doesn't pop you from paying. Because the chiyuv tashlumin has to do with the fact that you caused the hazik. That's what's mechayev the hazik. So who cares if you had a right to do it? You had a right to do it. So what? If the same thing would have happened to Rabbi Chavala, yeah? The king says, you don't beat him up, I'm gonna kill you. And you go and beat up your friend, yeah? So then talking like a blade, in that case, and Hami, man, you know what? You'll be putter. Why? Because the mice was bainus. Right? Kuch nefesh. I was mechoyev to beat him up. Right? I'm mechoyev to lose my life, that he shouldn't get beat up. Right, and then not only that. Let's say he broke his arm. It could be Yitzhak could be Potter. Because what's the feet of Ram? What's the Machayev of Adam Nazik Adam? It's a Ma'aser. Here the Ma'aser was a mitzvah. I'm not responsible for this Ma'aser. I was mechuyev to the Ma'aser. So maybe you can't punish me for doing something that I'm mechuyev to do. Mashenkein Gabi Hezek Adam Nazik Shor. There, the mechayev is the hezek that I did to the guy. So therefore, so good, you had a right to do the ma'isa. I'm not punishing you for the ma'isa. You're tzaddik. You had to do it. Yeah? I'm not punishing you for the ma'isa. When I punish you, so I'm sorry. All the mulaylam. Be'im shayk, be'im ma'is. Be'im ma'is. Be'im mitzvah. Be'im mitzvah. So I'm sorry. You caused hezek to the guy. You chayev that. In case it was not grammar, I said. You did the hazard, so you chayev. Even though it was the best motivations and everything was mutter and everything was with mamish leila, so what? Ma'isa zefer, so you chayev. It's no p'tur. If no driver holds, right? Driver hold. I don't drive no. Upon him, that's not our business. We're trying to up my mind is. So that's, you know, with this yisoid of the chilul ram between that by mom and mazik, it's different. Now fizer zokrimblay that even though we say, yeah, that so if you mazik odin donil nafshei allows you to beat the guy up, right? Shvarashino, and take your money, right? The Evan Irtza, don't say the Gemara yet. The Evan Irtza, he doesn't want to leave. Beat him up, right? And if you hurt him, you chayev on your potter. Why? I have a right to do what I'm doing. If I have a right to do what I'm doing, then I'm male on potter, because the whole mechayev of chayvel is then doing something wrong, and it's a knas for the Rambam for doing something wrong. If I didn't do anything wrong then there's no reason to cancel me, right? So Adam Danil and Afshay, finish Adam Danil and Afshay, so Mela I'm potter from the result as well. Okay, now Masha Enke. Here's the punchline. Masha Enke. By Adam the Mazik Shar, Adam the Mazik Behema. We're there. We're saying with Asa Rambam that the Mechayiv is the hezek that you did. Yeah. So Meila, even if Lu Yitzur, you had a right to do it, that wouldn't necessarily pop you. Right, just like by pikuach nefesh, right? Ain't lach a right to do it godly mizeh, right? But still, the Rambam says you chayiv. Why? Sef kosef, you damage the guy. Adamu loylam. I don't care if the ma'isa was the heter, the ma'isa was a mitzvah, the ma'isa was ba'ayinis, the ma'isa was b'shaygig, who cares? Saif go saif. Doesn't make a difference. So if you damage, you hire to pay. That's the Mechir Megal to me. No matter what the circumstances surrounding the Ma'isa were, Saif, you hire to pay. So Meila, what are you telling me? Adam don't deal with Nafshay. That's enough reason to pat the guy. Because Adam don't deal with Nafshay. And therefore, if you pull away your ox from the other guy, and you kill b'shus ha nizit, b'shus the top shot, yeah, then you're going to be part because Adam Adil and Avshay. That works by chayvul ba'adam, but not by other than mazik shor. Other mazik shor, what's mechayev you? So you cause the guy has it, you got to pay. Says the Rambam, there's one exception. The only time. What's going to pater you? Yeah? What's going to pater you is Vishus HaMazik. Vishus HaMazik. Vishus HaMazik is a tour of Shloi B'Kavana. Correct? That's Rama.
Nice.
We're not debating that. Again, for that we really should take off a day and learn the Sigla Fem Ches. Okay, we're not. Okay, we didn't. We're not. Maybe not. Maybe we'll. I don't know. Meantime, we did. Yeah. So, but that's what Ram learned at that Gemara there. That Bishus Hamazik, if we Shaloi B'Kavana, then you partner. This that we say. That's what Ram starts off. The whole parak. Yeah. There's a din Leichel Kosev and Shai Glamezin. Not as a Ratzin. That's all Bishus HaNizik. Bishus HaMazik, says the Rambam, then Shloi B'Kavana your partner. Okay? So, I mean, Bishus HaMazik, Kavana does play a role. Bishus HaMazik, Kavana does play a role. Now, here's the clinch. That we're saying, like Ari said so nicely yesterday, that there is an element of Kavan over here. It's not like Shloi B'Kavan over here. However, Adam Nadin Lanafshay. Here's where Adam Nadin Lanafshay comes into play. Adam Nadin Lanafshay. We are using Adam Nadin Lanafshay. What allows him? So the Adam Nadin Lanafshay makes it like as if it's Shloi B'Kavan. Because he had a right to do it. So in other words, what's the issue over here? Is it the ma'isa or is it the result, right? By chayvos, it's the ma'isa that's mechayev you, and by nezek, it's the result that's mechayev you, right? So meila, what do we say? That even though you had a right to do it, it doesn't bother you. Except, if it's Bishus HaMazik. Bishus HaMazik, there, we'll say in Reb Leib's Nosuch, Bishus HaMazik, you're not chayiv just for the result. Bishus HaMazik, there has to be the ma'isa also. Bishus HaMazik, the ma'isa does play a role. That's the only place where the ma'isa plays a role. Normally we say, Yichayiv, not for the ma'isa, by ma'zik. Yichayev and it hasn't going to happen. By chayvel b'chaver, yichayev and a ma'isa. By chayvel b'behemes chaver, what's mechayev you? The hezek, right? And the male don't care about the ma'isa. Oh, but yet the Rambam tells me in Halach Gimel that b'shus ha'mazik, we do care about the ma'isa. And if it was shloi b'kavana, you're butter. Says Reb Leib. So here's the knage. Mela, we're going to stop. It's a mela in Alacha Zayin. When you mash mit the shor, yeah. So even though that's not called shloi b'kavana, yeah, there's an element of kavana over here. But there's a patur of adon danil nafshay. So that's where you need both of them together. You need Rishus HaNizik, Rishus HaMazik, to pater him. That even though there's no Maisa here to Machayev him. Yeah? But Saif, you should still be Chayev. That's the Chiddush Rambam. That when there's no Maisa, it's Machayev you. When there's no Maisa, it's Machayev you, you pater. Rishus HaMazik, you pater. That's the one place where there's no Maisa, you pater. Rishus HaMazik. But Rishus HaMazik alone is not going to pat you because there's Kavanah here. So that's where we need we have to get rid of the Maisa. In other words, when Rambam says Rishus HaMazik, yeah? Shloi b'Kavanah, you pater. Yeah? That means, let's translate that into our Nusach that we're going with over here. What that means is that Rishus HaMazik, so Rishus HaMazik, you're not chayiv just for the result. You need a maisa, and that's why if you had kavana, you chayiv. Rishus HaKavana, you pater, because there's no maisa. Even though there's a hezek, but there's no maisa. Rishus HaMazik is a special halacha. They need a maisa. Yeah. Let's say there was a maisa. I knew it was going to happen. I pulled the guy. Of course, the guy's going to fall down. He's going to die. Right. Well, I'm leaving my house. Barging through those barrels, of course, an elephant in China and China store is going to break the China, right? But since I had a right to do it, so Mela, that compensates for that. That also takes away the mice, because it makes it mutter. Adam Danil and Afshay says, what I did is mutter. It's like the Kuch Nefesh. When I did his mutter. So male, I normally we say, who cares? Fine, it's mutter. But so if you broke the guy's barrel, pay up. Right? But then that's everywhere else except Bishus HaMazik. Because that's the Lach and Rambam. That Bishus HaMazik, Shloi B'Kavani Yipater. What does that mean? That just If all that's here is the hezek that was done, yeah, the result that hezek, that's the only thing we have over here. Then b'shus hamazik yipater. That's the Rambam. Shloim b'kavanah b'shus hamazik yipater. One second. Shloim b'kavanah b'shus hamazik yipater. That means when it's a hezek without a ma'isa, shloim b'kavanah. The hezek without a ma'isa yipater. Right. Over here there is a Maisa, because you knew what was going to happen, and you knew that what you're going to do is going to do Hezek, so there is a Maisa. Teretz is no Maisa. Why? Because Adam doesn't know an Afshet. So here, in latest brilliance, you can have a combination. Why? We need both these two sugyas. We need the sugya of Memches, of Bishus HaMazik, and also be the sugya on the chafkas of Adon Nanashe. Adon Nanashe is to take away the tsarin that was the kavana. And you need Rishus HaMazik to take away the problem that we say that even though it was there's no ma'isa, but normally chayiv Adon Mulaylam in minus in Bukuch Nefesh Yichayiv. And now we say no Rishus HaMazik Yipat.
According to the Rambam, we care
so much about the
Rambam.